Good morning. I'm a little nervous up here. I only did a couple little devotionals before, so I'm going to see if I can find something to talk about. Last night, I was out doing chores, and I was getting ready to pour. And Austin was tired and crabby and just fussing up a storm. I got short with him, and I said, just shut up. Like, it's that simple. Don't got to always be fussing. And went in the house, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to talk about today. And I thought I knew. I was supposed to have the opening 2 weeks ago, and then ended up having a visitor. So then I changed my mind. I opened my devotional. There was a devotional in there. Said it was a guy who was hanged by mistake back in the 1800s. There was a horse that was stolen, and everybody thought it was him because he had the horse. But little did they know, after they hung him, he had bought the horse from somebody that had actually stole it. And so this morning, as I was thinking about that, those people were just in a hurry. They, we got to judge them. And they let their minds run, they let their tongues run. And pretty soon everybody was convinced that he was the culprit. And so they hung him. And so out in Arizona, in the graveyard, there's a stone that says, George Johnson, hanged by mistake. A life snuffed out because people were running their mouth. And today I just wanted to go through some verses that the Bible talks a lot about the tongue. And for me, it's hard for me. I get short with the children and I snap at them. And sometimes I just am quiet and inside I'm feeling like just chewing them out, and not even only to them. So I just thought it'd be good for us to go through and see what the Bible says about our tongue a little bit. I'm going to start with Job. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. Job, his three friends came and talked to him, and they talked and talked and talked. And then Job, he held his tongue, but he was, he wanted the Lord to teach him how to hold his tongue still. How forcible are right words, but what doth your arguing reproof? His friends had forcible words, but their arguing didn't have any. It wasn't necessarily true. They had it all figured out, but it wasn't true. And then, let's do Psalms 22:15. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. An example is, in this verse, is to just let our tongue cleave unto our mouth and not say things that are hurtful or not true. 34:13 is a warning. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Very easy. Your tongues can run into things that you don't want them to. And you can even be trying, and next thing you know, there it goes. As slippery as a fish, and as hurtful as a serpent. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. That's Psalms 35, 27, and 28. That's what we should be saying with our tongues. Not degrading, but shouting for joy and being glad and just praising the Lord. Speaking of his righteousness all the day long. It doesn't really give much room for degrading talk. If you're speaking of righteousness all day long, there's not much room for anything else. Psalms 37:30. The mouth of the righteous speak wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. So the righteous are going to be speaking wisdom and talking of judgment, but the wisdom here, I believe, is sometimes we can, you know, we think we're righteous, we think we're talking wisdom, and then we find out, oh, I guess that was a rumor. It wasn't even true. And so we already judged him. And we find out that, well, I guess it wasn't true. What are we going to do about that? If you find that out, then you just tore somebody down. You hung them. They probably already heard it, and now they have to deal with that rumor. Some more in Psalms 39, 1 to 3. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence, I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me, while I was musing, the fire burned, then spake I with my tongue. David here, he wanted to say something. His tongue was burning within him, but he held his peace. He didn't even say anything good, because I think he knew that he was going to not stop with the good. He was going to probably say something that he didn't want to say. Psalms 50:19. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Another warning that people were... I'm not exactly sure who this is talking to. David has lots of warnings about your tongue. Psalms 52:1-5. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than speaking righteousness. Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of living, Selah. Psalms 57:4. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongues are a sharp sword. This is David talking about people that were treating him that way. He was laying among them as lions. He never knew when he was going to get torn apart. He never knew when he was going to get shot down by the next stab. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of lying snares privately. They say, who shall see them? So this is talking about people that you usually don't go talk behind somebody's back right in front of them. You go over here and you say, hey, did you see them? That's what they're doing here. They're lying in wait, still, quiet, and then they shoot them. They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. This is the tables turned. If you let your tongue run, shooting at people from the sidelines, just wait. God's going to come. He's going to shoot you. And it's going to hurt. This one's going to hit. And it's going to hit hard. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. You won't have an excuse except for, I did it. I brought it upon myself. And all the men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Psalms 119:172 says, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Solomon here, not Solomon. David said again that we need to speak of God's word, for his commandments are righteous. Another warning to keep us on the right track with our speech. One to three. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? This is David. He's crying out to the Lord. He has a deceitful tongue and lying lips, and he's trying to do something about it. He's asking God to help him. That's what we need to do. Proverbs 6, 16 to 19. These six things doth the Lord hate. So there's six things that the Lord hates, plus one. Yea, seven are an abomination to the Lord. A proud look. So we got a proud look. That's the first one. The second one, a lying tongue. And hands that shed innocent blood. I think here you could use... we don't really struggle with shedding innocent blood, but our tongue shed innocent blood. I think you could translate that as tongues that shed innocent blood. And heart that devises wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. If you have a heart that devises wicked imaginations, it doesn't stop there. Pretty soon you have to tell somebody about it. Whether it's, oh, he did this over here. And it just looked like it, you thought it, or you heard it from somebody else, and then it ball starts rolling and it gets bigger. And then you got to go over to somebody and say, hey, did you see this? Or did you see this? A false witness that speaketh lies. Another one about the tongue. Lying. He that soweth discord among brethren. It's hard to sow discord if you aren't talking to people and setting them against the brothers. Most of these have things to do with your tongue. The seven things that God hates. And the only way to fix it is by repenting and asking God to actually help you. Proverbs 10:20, a tongue of the just is as choice silver. Back in that time, silver was expensive. It still is, but not quite as expensive as gold. But if you had choice silver, that was you were on top of it. And if you want to be just, you need to have a clean tongue. If you don't, you aren't going to be on top of it. And the only way to be just is to be all the way on top. If you aren't all the way on top, you still got a ways to go. Proverbs 12, 18 to 23. There's that speaketh like the piercings. Let's start in 17. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness. But a false witness, deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of the truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of the peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but he that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but he that dealeth truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of the fools proclaim foolishness. Just because you know it doesn't mean you have to say it. That's why the prudent man concealeth it. If it doesn't need to be said, nobody else needs to know about it. But the heart of fools will take that same thing and go tell everybody. Proverbs 15, 2-4. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Proverbs 17, 1-4. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causes shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The finding pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. This takes it out of only the person that's talking's tongue, and places on the listener. If we're always given ear to false lips, this verse says we are a wicked doer. And if we give ear to naughty tongue, we're a liar. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Either you can build someone up, or you can kill them. The getting of treasures by a tongue, by a lying tongue, is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. Another thing, you can get treasures by lying, but it's only going to be temporary. You might be able to get fame because you lied about somebody, but then it turns out to be a lie, and you're going to fall harder than if you had just not said anything. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Good way to stay out of trouble. Just keep your mouth shut. Proverbs 31:26. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. This is Lemuel's mother told him. This is about a virtuous woman. She opened her mouth with wisdom, so when she talks, it's wisdom. And she has the law of kindness. And if she's going to say something, it's kind. If you want to be a virtuous woman, that's what you want to do. You don't want to go run your mouth. Otherwise, this verse shows us that you aren't virtuous. Isaiah 3:8. For Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen. because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord. So Jerusalem and Judah fell because they talked against God. So their tongues got them in trouble, and that's why they fell. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. Seems like people's hands are always getting in trouble in a lot of these verses, because their tongue's right with them. If you can't bridle your tongue, then you aren't going to be able to bridle your body. Jeremiah 9:8. Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he layeth his weight. So this person is talking peacefully with somebody. But the next thing he's going to do is he's going to go over here and tell somebody about it. The only reason he's talking nice with them is so that he can go spread a rumor, spread whatever that guy's working with or struggling with or to the next guy. Just so he has something, some juicy story to say. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Those two verses were cross-referenced with Jeremiah 9:8. Smooth as butter, but they're ready to draw. Their swords are already drawn. They're just ready to spread it. Micah 6:12. For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Here it seems like the rich men, they're full of violence, and they lie, and their tongue is deceitful. So if we're rich, we need to be really careful. And most of us are, according to that, if you would equal the tables across the world, we're all richer than the average man. So that's a warning to us that we're very susceptible to that. Zephaniah 3:13. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. If God could say this about us here at Concord, that would be good. The remnant of Concord shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and we don't have to be afraid of who's going to gossip about us or lie about us or let their tongue run. I know that I got places to work on in this area. Found that out that last night after I started studying. I was like, you know what? I didn't need to snap at Austin like that. He's just tired, hungry. He wants to go to bed. And now I have to regret that I snapped at him. What's he going to expect the next time he's crying and tired? There's a man that lived in a remote area. The town had a population of 24 people. There's a friendly, pleasant old lady lived there, lived alone. She always had something to say. There was no pause or stop button. You basically had to stand there and just listen, whether you liked it or not. Then a man that knew her, her neighbor, was talking to a local rancher from there, and her name came up, and he's like, yeah, she's quite the chatterbox. And I take it that the rancher wasn't necessarily a Christian, but the other man was. And the rancher says, yeah, but you know what? Never heard her say a bad word about someone. And if we could say that about us, there's nothing wrong with talking, as long as you don't say a bad word about somebody. So, if we would just learn how to shut up and go about our business, we'd be a lot better off.